It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's Tuesday, September the 16th. A wonderful Tuesday morning that is dawning for us and upon us. And we praise God. We thank Him today. We come to Him with grateful hearts, overflowing with His joy, experiencing His peace. Imagine that. This day brings new mercies. That includes peace for you and for me and for those that we intercede for on this wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, for the next few minutes or so that God has given us this privilege to come before Him. Today, our focus is experiencing the love of our Shepherd. We want to begin, though, by going into His courts with praise and with thanksgiving. Here's what Psalm 100, verse 2 through 4 says. It says, this is Psalm 100, verse 2 to 4. See if this does not thrill your heart. Cause the winds of heaven to blow in your spirit. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is the Lord. He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Let us do that. Father, we enter your gates today based on your invitation, your welcome. So we come in and we come with thankfulness. We thank you. There are so many things for which we should and can thank you. They're too numerous for this relatively short session with you. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing now, everything that we will yet see that you have done. We thank you. We bless your name. You've kept us. You've given us this fresh, brand new opportunity to come into your presence, to interact with you. This is not yesterday's interaction or the day before. This is, for the first time, once again, fresh. So we praise your name today. We thank you for this day, never seen in the earth before. We thank you that the sun will rise today, anew, afresh. We thank you that your presence is not a leftover. It's not a remnant. It's fresh for us today. So we thank you. We thank you that you have made us, and that you've made us your people. And we are the sheep of your pasture. So we come with gladness. We serve you with gladness now and through the rest of this day that you've given us. We propose to serve you with gladness before your presence. We want our spirits, our hearts to sing of your goodness, to be thankful and to bless your name. And your name be blessed. Mighty God, Father, Everlasting Father, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, your name be blessed on this blessed day that you've given to us. We thank you for the forgiveness that comes with your promise to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We receive that promise today with thanksgiving. Thank you for washing, for cleansing us, for making us whole, for renewing our status, for replenishing us, because you are our source. So we thank you today with great thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us, for your faithfulness and for your commitment. Today our intent is to experience the love of our shepherd. There isn't more tender, caring image of love in Scripture than the picture of a shepherd watching over his flock of sheep. And that's the case for us, for you and me. We have a shepherd. The Scripture says that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And the features of that imagery is so simple that anyone can understand it. First, the shepherd is responsible. He is capable of protecting each sheep and consequently the whole flock. Can you feel his protection? You're not lost in the flock. You're seen as one sheep among the rest of the sheep. And he knows you're there. He knows I'm there. His vision and mission is only the good of the flock. So the shepherd is an awesome person. And when you think of it, just follow me for a moment. It's thrilling. The shepherd does the same thing every single day. He watches over each sheep and consequently the entire flock. He does the same thing every day. The sheep and the flock's well-being is his concern and focus and vision and mission. And it's only for the good of the flock. The sheep are aware of his presence as he daily and patiently guides them to food and water. The shepherd is aware of and tends to the needs of each sheep. So we have a shepherd. Isn't that wonderful? That's praiseworthy, I would say. Let's move on with a brief look at a portion of scripture that we're all familiar with. But please do not let familiarity breed contempt. This portion of scripture resonates today as it has at any other time for you and for me. And God wants you and I to just breathe it in. So it charges the atmosphere of our internal being, our spirit, our hearts. And it's Psalm 23. It's just 6 verses. Pardon me. But it's powerful. And I'm reading it from the Amplified Version. Psalm 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still," "and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear and dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place." So this portion of scripture is also a recommitment of the covenant relationship we have with the Lord. The angels' goodness, mercy, and unfailing love will follow us all the days of our lives. And we want to dwell in his presence. We want to make it our permanent dwelling place throughout the length of our days. Hallelujah. Well, how's your heart? It's amazing how the Word of God can fortify, can uplift, can bring calm and peace and confidence. It's amazing. Okay, well, I've just made your line live so that if you have a comment, a praise report, or a prayer request, that you can just simply voice it. We will entertain your praise report, your comment, your praise, your prayer request. It's an opportunity. That's what it is. That's what this is. It's an opportunity. The woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment saw his presence and her being there as an opportunity. So she reached out in the midst of the crowd and touched his garment and therefore received what she needed. In other words, she exploited the moment. And so that's what this time, this global time with Christ Jesus means for you and I. It's early in the day, the shepherd gathers the sheep, and you and I are the sheep of his pasture. So feel free to interrupt me as I move forward with our prayer agenda for today. Excuse me. And I'm very much impressed to pray for those that are lost, those that do not have the benefit of being a sheep in his pasture. They're sheep that have gone astray, and the shepherd is concerned about that. That's on his heart. So today I'll ask you to join me on praying, for praying and praying on that item, the lost. I want to begin in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem for you and me is right where you live, your family, your co-workers, your neighborhood, and move out radially as you envision the lost. You're going to pass today many and among many that are lost on this day. You did on yesterday and the day before. And the same is true for today. You will pass so many lost people that God created. He made them. He made us. But every man has gone his own way. So you see, this is why we must pray for the lost. The scripture says, pray for all men everywhere. Shall we? Father, today, even as we hear the sound of the music of your truth, the melody of your goodness, your love and your grace, we hear it clearly today. We ask for the grace and mercy and the blood to be near to those that are lost today. They don't know you. They're searching. They are hungry. They need the shepherd. They're wandering everywhere. Today we pray. We put our hearts and our minds together. We gather up our faith. We gather up the power of agreement that people of our household that are unsaved, that don't know you, don't know the care, where it comes from, don't know where deliverance lives, don't know about mercy and goodness, even though it's real, they don't know about it. They don't know that you have kept them for a time such as this, where somebody somewhere will pray for them, intercede on their behalf, make a plea at the throne of grace for them. They don't know us. And many of them we have never met or may never meet. Yet your throne sits in the heavenlies. You sit upon your throne. Your hand of mercy is extended. All these realities and truths are present right now. But they don't know, don't have a clue. Father, we pray today that by your Holy Spirit that they would be quickened. There would be a divine supernatural encounter today. There would be a collision of truth, mercy, grace, and need today for someone, somewhere, for people even in distant lands today. We pray that the sound of the gospel would penetrate the chaos and the world of those that are lost, those that are in hopelessness, writhing in pain, the pain of despair, even now, that the shadow of the cross would move in their direction. They would look up and see your Son. They would see clearly that he hung on the cross for them, and that his blood has been reserved to wash away all of their sins. We rebuke the spirit of religion, that devil that deceives even those that are hungry, deceives them. We pray today that as the great shepherd, you will take them to green pastures. You would restore their souls by your power in the name of Jesus. You would refresh them. You would place them in right standing for your name's sake. They may be walking in the sunless valley and shadow of death, but we rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, because you're with them. You're their rod and you're their staff to guide and to comfort them. Prepare a table today before them, right in the presence of their enemies. You will anoint their heads with oil. Their cup will be brimming and running over because of your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love. We thank you, Lord, that you are a giver, and what is needed, you have. Today, on behalf of the lost, we petition you and intercede for them. Just like there was one day when we found you, or even more accurately, you found us, because you were the shepherd. It was a certain day. We call and decree and proclaim this day a certain day for some, for many. In the name of Jesus, the blood prevails, just like in the olden days. And we thank you right now for salvation, that your house will be filled in the name of Jesus with those that come and bow down before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I couldn't fail to remember the day, the first time I received Christ into my life. I was about the age of 8. And it was on a Sunday in the afternoon in Sunday school, so long ago. For each of us, there was a certain day and a moment when we first experienced the love consciously of our shepherd. He found us because we are his sheep and we were lost. Now we are found sheep, cared for sheep, consciously knowing that every moment, every day we're being cared for. That brings you joy, for sure. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, this is a space in which you can inject that. Your line is live, and you can be heard. And let that praise escape your lips. Don't keep it locked up in your heart. Do not let the enemy cause that. Let it out. Even if it's a scream of his name, because he is worthy. His name is wonderful. Let it out. I encourage you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory to your name, Lord. I thank you.
Yes. Praise the Lord. He is worthy.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised.
Lord, I've been brought to you even on this day. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. 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 So much to praise him for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory.
Glory
to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He deserves all our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for finding me. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. It says, be thankful unto him. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. We bless his name today. Bless your name, Lord. Our hearts are filled with gratitude.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, let everything that hath breath
praise.
God breath, praise him. Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, you loved us first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Oh God, when you praise God.
Praise his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let his praise fill your temple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak what the Lord is laying on your heart right now. You can sense his presence. And we know some people are preparing to go to work and getting ready while they're on, and therefore some of the noise. Let's try to pray through all of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone is withholding a prayer request. God has placed it on your heart and you're sitting on it. Let it go in order to bless his name. Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it come out. Share it. Because what we pray comes from heaven and it goes back to heaven. That's what we're doing here. That's what intercession is. Release that prayer request for
good morning, Pastor.
His name's sake. Good morning. Good morning. Sounds like Sister Christine.
Yes.
My beloved sister. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you today?
I wouldn't say not too good, but my body feels like it wants to shut down. I know what is causing it, but I have rebuked it. I'm asking, as you, I wasn't going to say because I pray that I anoint my body. But when you say somebody has a prayer request, I'm checking on it. I said, let me ask for prayer.
Sure.
My whole body. I do not claim it, but I claim what the Lord said, that I am healed. But whenever my liver starts producing too much enzyme, my whole body. That aching, and last night was for the longest time was one of the worst nights I had. And I prayed all night. I anointed my body. It come to the point where every joint and every part of my body ached, from my head to my toes. And that is what happened all night last night.
Okay.
But I know that my God is able to heal my body.
Yes.
You have you have a shepherd who knows you individually.
Yes, he is.
That's what we're talking about. And this shepherd loves you, cares about you.
Yes.
Today is a new day as he watches over his sheep today, and you're one of those.
Yes.
And so we're going to believe God right along with you. We're going to harness the power of faith, the power of agreement right now, that you will be made whole. We will rebuke every devil and every plot and strategy and weapon of the devil against your health, against your well-being.
Yes.
So we have to, God has given us the authority. He's given us the know-how on what to do. And so we're going to do that now. And we're going to speak to your body, we're going to speak the word of the Lord, that by his stripes you're healed. So we can say to the liver and to every organ and tissue to function according to his perfect design for you, so that you're able to function and do all the things that he's placed in your heart to do. Father, right now, Christine, put your hand in the region of your body where you believe the issue is. Just put your hand there. And, of course, everybody has their hand on a phone. That's why we're connected. So there's an energized circle going on here. It's energized. This early in the day, God has ordained and caused a circle that is energized to be existing right now. And right now, the shepherd turns his attention to one sheep that has an issue. Father, we thank you that you've provided shepherding for us, that we are not lost in the flock. You know each one of your sheep.
Yes, we do.
And your sheep know your voice.
Yes.
Your voice says that by your stripes we are healed.
We are healed.
And today we claim healing for Christine right now.
In
that
the
her body
Jesus
would be so quickened with your healing power that it's energized to a new level. A new level of functioning. That the liver no longer is an issue. The liver is an asset in the name of Jesus. Every enzyme, every cell, every tissue is now energized and quickened with the energies of heaven to function at optimal in the name of Jesus. This is your servant, Lord, and on her behalf and alongside of her, we stand in the gap for health and healing. In the name of Jesus. Heal. Be healed. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Strengthen her right now. May the energies of heaven quicken her right now. Raise her up. For this day, give her this day her daily bread.
Yes, Lord.
Just what she needs in the name of Jesus. We thank you for
Thank you.
And anyone else who is experiencing ill health, all of the sheep, the entire flock,
hallelujah, knows
what each of us needs. We claim it today. Health, healing, strength, stamina.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Over and above, an overflow.
Yes.
Of energy.
Yes, Lord.
Help.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, in your word that you took my properties and your bone.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah. Today we refuse to allow any sickness that's coming in our bodies. Yes, Lord.
We are healed.
The Christ of God flows within us, bringing healing to every fiber of our being.
Yes, Lord.
The temple of the Holy Spirit. And we demand our bodies today to release the right chemicals. Our body is in perfect chemical balance.
Yes.
All our limbs, our spine, our skin, everything will work according to your will. In the name of Jesus, every organ, every tissue of all body function in perfect perfection of the Lord's creation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, today. We thank you for all the normalities in our bodies. We thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We redeem from
every Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We receive.
Thank you, Lord. All restoration of life and health, we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name. Praise the name of our God, who is able. He is
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is our healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord.
Glory to God.
You are Lord and worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for who he is and the fact that he's totally awesome. He's totally awesome. And we just have to remember that we are his sheep. And our relationship to him, our relationship to him is one of his caring and watching over us. Think about it. We're not lost in the sauce. We may be in a place where there are hundreds of thousands of people or millions, but we are not lost. We are the sheep of his pasture. He has a pasture. A pasture is a localized area that the shepherd has intentionally led his sheep to.
Yes.
For the benefit of the sheep and for his glory. Because he wants to have a healthy flock, healthy spiritually and physically as well. So look forward to this day as a day of tender care.
Yes.
From your shepherd.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may feel worn out in your body. You may feel worn out in your spirit, your heart maybe. It doesn't matter. Let him tend to you. Hallelujah. Receive his tender love. And that's why our theme today is experiencing the love of our shepherd.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It's available. It's available. He's aware of all the needs of each sheep. Each sheep. And he has a vision and mission that's only good for you in the flock. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it's always wonderful to enter into the presence of the Lord, and certainly we have done that today. And I would like to leave us with a benediction. And I'm looking forward once again to being with you on tomorrow, God willing. And he's saying that in 2 Timothy 1:17, he says, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Feel his peace in your spirit. Hallelujah. May God bless you richly. This is Pastor Aubrey Gregory, and it's Global Time with Christ Jesus all around the world. See you again on tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. God bless everyone on the
line. God bless everyone.
Thank you. God bless.